从雅各书第二章十四节到二十六节。
And this is taken from the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26.
我们可以看着这个荧幕上的字，我们要来读。
We can look at the screen and read the verses.
我们先看这边的中文字哈，我们先读中文的这部分英文的自己看好不好？
We'll read in Chinese first. As for English, please read silently as we go through.
好，请中文的弟兄姐妹来。来，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样信心没有行为就是死的。好， next， 我们请英文的， We read in English， 中文的就来看。来，
Show me your face without deeds,
and I will show you my face by my deeds. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demon believe that and shudder. 好， you foolish person, do you want to evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous of what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? 好，我们再请中文的弟兄姐妹来读 Chinese, please. 可见信心是以他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全，这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。Next, English verse,
verse 22.
In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction?
As the body without the spirit is dead. So faith without deeds is death.
Let's pray. 我们一起祷告。主啊，我们来到你面前等候你。
Lord, we come before you and wait upon you.
求主的圣灵带我们进到真理里。
May the Spirit God bring us into the truth.
让你的话使听的讲的一同得着造就。
May your words edify both the preacher and the listeners.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
雅各书啊，是新约里面呢最早的一本书，最早写成的一本书。
The book of James is one of the first books written in the scripture.
它大概在主后45年到50年之间所写成的。
It was written about 45 to 50 years after the birth of Christ.
那么许多的圣经学者都公认、考证公认这一本书是主耶稣的弟弟雅各所写的。
Many theologians believe that this book was written by the half-brother of Jesus, James.
虽然它是新约最早写成的书，
Even though this was one of the first books in the New Testament,
但是这本书啊，有很多的争议性存在。
But this book has a lot of truth which exists.
这本书啊，是很晚期啊，到教会很晚期的时候才被接纳成为正典 canon.
Okay, there are full of controversies in this in the early church, but it was finally accepted into the canon.
那是主后397年这个迦太基会议里面才被正式承认的。
And it was accepted in the year 397.
虽然是这样，但是还是有一些人不太愿意接受它。
But there are still some people who have problem accepting this book as one of the books in the scripture.
宗教改革家马丁·路德就是其中的一位。
One of those who question is Martin Luther King, Martin Luther.
你知道他是1517年呢、啊，就是宗教改革那个开始的日子。
Is the
1517
Martin Luther has transformed
religion reformers. Yeah. 那么他说雅各书这本书了，像那个草木禾秸一样，像那个 hay.
Yeah. Okay. He considered this book is like a hay.
所以他不要接受它是正典，他说这个不应该放在圣经里面，应该把它丢掉。
So therefore, Martin Luther did not want to accept this, want to discard this book.
啊，为什么
？Why he thinks so？
啊，是其中有一些原因存在。
There's some reasons behind it.
啊，因为这本书充满着犹太人当时的环境。
Because this book, you know, involves many of the Jewish custom.
啊，很少看见那个后来那个基督徒信主的那个教会的光景。
It doesn't really deal with the situation of the church at that time.
另外，这本书没有谈到耶稣基督跟他的十字架的救恩的事情。
And this book also did not address Jesus' salvation and the crucifixion.
最重要的一个原因呢，就是这本书讲到生活行为啊，啊，跟那个信心的这个的讨论呢，是跟保罗的想法相反的。
The critical issue they had was because the question about the faith and deeds is so different from Paul's belief.
不但是 so different, so contradict, 啊。是非常冲突的，矛盾的。
Yeah. It's contradictory to Paul's belief.
那么，其实他真正的情形是怎么样？
What was the real situation here?
保罗啊，他说我们是因为信耶稣，所以被称为义，就称为没有罪的哈，就因为信耶稣的缘故。
Paul said that we became righteous because we became sinless.That's why we became righteous.
但是呢，雅各怎么说？
But what did James say?
雅各说我们是因为行为啊而称义的。
But James is saying that we became righteous because of our actions, our deeds.
或者英文里面翻译的更好， We are justified by our deeds.
Yeah, we're justified. The word justified.
那么保罗说 we are justifiedby faith 是用信啊，这是两个好像很明显的矛盾。
Therefore, these two have a clear contradiction.
所以我们第一个就是看矛盾跟调和怎么样调和起来。
So let's take a look at the contradiction and harmonization of this issue.
它的矛盾的第一个我们最重要的地方，我们就知道，因为刚才保罗说啊。说我们是因信而称义的。
Well, the first contradiction, as we said, is that Paul says a man is justified by faith.
罗马书三章二十八节。
This is coming out of Romans 3:28.
很多啊，这是几的一节啊。保罗说我们看定了，看准了，人称义是因着信，不是因为遵行律法。
Paul said that we are so convinced that person is not justified by actions. A person is justified by faith alone.
By faith alone, 只要信就可以了。
By faith alone, as long as you have faith, you will be justified.
以弗所书第二章第八跟第九节。
The Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says,
这里怎么样说呢？
What it says?
他是说我们是因什么呢？我们现在我们蒙恩啊，这等下要把这一节要背起来，哈哈。
We should memorize this. It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved."
我们是因为信而称义，不是因为行为，是不是？
And this is not from. It's not by works.
啊，我们把这一节，我这一节本来背得很熟，突然之间就忘记了。好， okay. 我们翻开这个。
Shall we all turn to our Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8?
我读前面两个字就应该可以记得了。
For it is by grace.
好。你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
Again, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith."
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，上帝赐的。
It is not of yourselves; it's a great, it's a gift of God.
第九节说，也不是出于行为，免得人自夸。
And verse 9 also says, "It's not of works." So that no one can boast.
我们得救的原因是本于什么呢？是本乎上帝的恩典嘛。
So we are saved actually through the grace.
不是出于行为啊，不是我做什么好事。
Not because of the good deeds we have done.
这很清楚嘞。
It is quite clear how we're saved.
保罗一点都不含糊。
And Paul make it very clear.
不可以加别的东西进去。
You cannot add anything to it.
有人说你们刚信耶稣得救不行，你们要受隔离才可以，有没有？
Some people say, well, you got the, you cannot just save without circumcision.
还要遵循那个律法上的规条啊。
You have to obey all the commandments.
哦，保罗就跟他们大大的辩论，是吗？记得吧？
So, Paul had a big debate with them.
在安提亚的时候，后来他们辩论了，辩论他们就到耶路撒冷去请使徒们做裁决。
They had these arguments in the church of Antioch. Therefore, finally, they took it to Jerusalem.
这个裁决的意见呢，就放在《使徒行传》十五章里面，是耶路撒冷的会议。
This discussion is found in Acts chapter 15.
所以保罗他是非常坚定，他的 statement 是说，我们是因为信，单单是信心，信耶稣而得救的。
So Paul is quite firm how we're saved. We're saved.By grace,
不是遵循哦，那个律法上的这规条行为要这样去做。
And not by our
旧约的规条哈啊 ，the law 这个旧约的规条有几条啊
？How many commitments are there in the Old Testament？
那可能没有注意啊，旧约的规条有653条。
There are actually 653。
如果你犯了一条，你就全部都犯了，就是犯规了。
If you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all.
哎，我们有一个弟兄呢，他要遵守主的命令，他骑脚踏车了，就过那个红绿灯的时候啊。
A brother of ours, he was crossing a signal light.
他心里很急啊，没有注意，看到红灯的时候他就过去了。
And he was in a rush, so he crossed the light when it was red.
他过去的时候，圣灵就责备他：“你不对啊，怎么可以闯红灯啊？”
But the Holy Spirit convicted him, says, "How can you cross a red light?"
他就赶快转过来，红灯再闯回来。
So he made a U-turn, came back.
所以这个就是说要守那个规条，守的这个是怎么样？我们说这是一个笑话，但是一个真实的笑话。
Though this is a joke, but it's true. It did happen. How a person want to obey the law?
那么雅各怎么说呢
？So what did James say?
他在刚才所读的雅各书二章二十四节里面
，In James 2:24, what he says?
他说我们是。称义呢，是不单是因着信呢、啊，我们的称义乃是因着行为，不单是信啊，是不是
？So he's saying that we are saved or justified not by faith alone.
不是只有 faith 啊，还要有行为出来。
But we also have to have the deeds.
那马丁路德最生气这件事情。
So Martin Luther is very opposing.
因为马丁路德是高举因信称义的，对吗？
Because Martin Luther really believed what Paul says, we're saved by faith, by grace through faith.
那么这一件矛盾 其实不是矛盾，就是我们看的这个点呢、啊、没有看准。
Actually, there is no contradiction. It's just how we view it.
所以怎么样把这个两个点呢、啊、把它合起来哈，把它合起来，它怎么样的调和呢？
So how can we harmonize these two verses?
啊，我们要知道事实的事情，第一个就是这个两个的出发点呢、啊、不一样。
Well, we first have to ask the question of motives in these two verses.
圣经新约里面讲到信呢、啊，有不同的时段的，强调那个不同的时段。
The Bible, when it talks about faith, it deals at different times.
啊，你注意看圣经啊，你会有心得的。保罗所说的信呢、啊，是在我们以前还没有认识主的时候，放在。犯罪啊，实在罪恶过犯当中，但会因为相信耶稣而得救了。
When Paul talks about the justification by faith, it was talking about the time before we became believers.
所以他讲的信呢，是重点就是在从没有得救的状态，一直到蒙恩的状态，是因信而得救。
His emphasis is the time when we were still unbeliever to the point we became believers.
那雅各所讲的信是你认识主接受耶稣以后啊，你必须要改变你的行为，要跟你的信心呢、啊、要相等啊，相称啊。
Yet, James look at this situation is from the time you became a believer, and then your faith and your actions must
从你的行为所做的来证明你的确是信了主了，你改变了。
It is through our deeds which will make a proof that we are saved.
这个就是出发点的不同。
And this is the
start point.
Starting point.
Starting point 不一样。还有一件事啊，如果你看希伯来书。
And another thing is if you look at the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章里面怎么说呢？
Well, in Hebrew 11, what does it say?
讲到信，他说信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
It says verse 1, 11, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
他这个信的那个起点呢、啊，比雅各书的更远了、啊，更往以后推了。
Now, the starting point in this Hebrew went all the way back.
所以在十一章里面呢，讲到那些信心的伟人。
So in this book, in this chapter of Hebrew, it talks about various different faith giants.
挪亚因为信神就造了方舟。
Noah, because he believed in God, he made the ark.
亚伯拉罕献祭。
Abraham's sacrifice.
十一章讲了好多信心的伟人哦。
This chapter talks about many giants of faith.
怎么样证明是信心的伟人？因为他们行出来。
How do they become giants of faith? It's because their deeds.
所以在十二章啊，那个希伯来书的十二章一开始就这么说。
So therefore, if we continue to the next chapter, chapter 12, how does it begin?
我们既然有这么多的有信心的人，好像云彩围绕着我们。
It starts with, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
基督徒啊，看那些有信心的前辈。
For we Christians, we should look at those ancestors.
你应该怎么做？
What should we do then?
就应该放下各样的重担。
We should put aside all the burdens.
还有容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sins that ensnare us.
存着信心奔走那摆在我们前面的路途或者道路。
And strive towards the path before us.
所以这个信呢是讲到更以后了。
And this phase is to talk about the future.
所以我们把这个新约的里面讲的信呢，做三个不同点来看。
So we will divide this faith in three segments.
保罗是从没有信主，然后悔改认罪而信，那一个点是他所强调的。
The first segment is Paul's faith is for people who did not believe and then became believers.
雅各所强调就是说，你信了主以后，你的生活行为要改变，要有见证，这是信以后。
And then James is his faith.Is talking about the time when we become Christian and we must have deeds to prove we are indeed saved.
希伯来的作者，希伯来书的作者是推得更远，一直到永远。
The author of the book of Hebrew was thinking about faith for beyond.
这是 third segment. 这是出发点的不同。
This is the starting points are different.
那其实他们是相辅相成的。
Actually, all these views are complement each other.
哦、他们是互相行为可以证明他的信心。
And their deeds can prove that they have faith.
你深深相信，你一定要活在你的行为上。
If you truly believe, you have to live it out in your life.
这就是我们看的第一个重点。
And this is the first point we want to.Touch on.
那么在这一段的圣经里面，十四节开始，首先这个雅各说，这个信心呢，不是讲在嘴上，信心不是在嘴上的。
Well, we start with reading verse 14. Paul saying that James is saying that our faith doesn't just dwell on our lips.
啊，所以信呢，不是啊，在那里宣布啊、哦，我信了，这不是一个空泛的声明。
Faith is not a hollow statement.
那么保罗说，保罗就哎不对不起，雅各呢啊说啊，在十四章啊啊在这个十四节他就提出了这个问题来，这个问题说，哎，有人说他有信心啊，但是没有行为，这个人有什么用了？他会得救吗
？So James posed a question.Suppose a brother or sister, I mean a person says he has faith but no deeds.
美国这个环境原来就是基督教的国家。
This country, America, is actually was founded in a Christian faith.
这里的调查表跟我们台湾中国不一样，他一定调查这个 census 什么，调查是你的信仰是什么哈。
When they take the census, they always ask what's your faith.
那么他们认为人生必须要有信仰，有信仰的决定。
And they believe everyone should have a faith.
啊，如果没有信仰啊，人家会笑你。
If you don't have faith, people may laugh at you.
那么你看啊，在美国，你问说你是不是基督徒啊？他说是 ，I'm a Christian.
If you ask, are you a Christian? People usually say, yes, I'm a Christian.
但是多少人是真正的基督徒？
But how many of those who profess they're Christians are true Christians?
十个基督徒里面有没有五个真的基督徒呢
？Do we even get five true 50%?
没有。
No.
没有，差得远了。
It's far from it.
如果美国有真正讲的基督徒有50%是真的，这个国家就强盛了。
If this country really has 50% Christians, we will be very strong.
而且真基督徒是越来越少。
And the true, genuine Christian is becoming less and less.
所以这个国家在很多方面往下走，其中这是最重要的原因，因为信仰的衰败。
The reason the country is going downhill is mainly because our faith has been weakened.
很多基督徒就是说所谓的基督徒 ，so-called Christians.
Yeah, many Christians they are so-called Christians.
那保罗说，哎，有人你嘴上这么说，那你真的会得救吗？
And Paul saying, even though you profess you're a Christian, are you going to be saved?
怎么样证明你是基督徒?
How can you prove you're a genuine, true Christian?
你说你是基督徒,可是你还在吸毒啊。
If you say you're a Christian, yet you take drugs.
你说你是基督徒,可是你这个性放纵。
And then if you say you're a Christian, so you are living a promiscuous life.
那么有人说是基督徒，可是他生活非常的没有道德，很乱。
Some of them Christians, so-called Christians, do not have good moral.
今天太多的所谓的基督徒，外表的基督徒。
We have so many so-called Christians.
弟兄姐妹，信耶稣不是信在嘴巴上讲了。
When you believe in Jesus, it doesn't stay with you on your lip only.
信耶稣不是信在脑子里面有一些圣经的知识。
as a Christian, it doesn't rest only on your intellectual knowledge.
信耶稣是你真正的接受耶稣做你的救主，悔改，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权势底下归向神。
The true Christian is you live in his light and you follow him.
你的人生观，你的价值观跟没有信主的时候是不一样的。
Your value system is so different from before you became a Christian.
信耶稣以前是向前看齐，有越去说钱越好。
Before you became a Christian, all you look at pursue is wealth.
信耶稣以后是耶稣是我人生的目标，我要荣耀我的上帝。
And once you become a Christian, you want to follow Christ. He is the one you want to follow.
很多方面的人生观因为相信耶稣而改变了。
Many people's value change because they became a Christian.
因为他变成了真正的基督徒。
And it's all because they became a true Christian.
保罗就举个例子说。
Paul gave an example.
有的人没吃的，没穿的。
There are people who did not have any food to eat and clothes to wear.
你碰到他，或者在教会里面，或者在外面。
You have met them either inside church or outside church.
啊，你看他穿的很薄了，会很冷了，他没有什么好东西吃。你说，哎呀，我为你祷告啊，上帝祝福你啊，用祷告做 social 有没有？有没有这样的基督徒？太多了。
Okay. When you see someone who doesn't have enough clothing on him, when it's cold, you say, I'll pray for you.
啊，你只是说上帝祝福你，为你祷告，可是你不帮他。
You only say, oh, may God bless you, but you're not really taking action to help him.
他最重要要有面包吃啊，他要有衣服穿啊，你就说上帝祝福你，上帝祝福你。
Those people who are in need, they need something to eat and something to wear, and you keep on saying, may God bless you.
我们每一个人都碰到过那个穷人啊，困苦的人在街上啊，什么？我们着眼一点，或者他来讲的，来帮你。你说哦，你去那个 social welfare 了，他会帮你了。
We sometimes see those people in need on the road. We just simply ignore them or say, "Hey, go to social welfare place."
固然有时候是有一些人是骗人的。
Of course, there's some who are not honest.
但是也有一些人真的有需要。
But there are some, they are truly in need.
有时候宁可被骗一点点，但是不要塞住怜悯的心了。
Sometimes it's probably worth for us to be lied upon, yet hopefully we do not stifle our generosity.
我在 Arcadia 那里服侍的时候有一个人他来要钱，说他的汽车没有油了，没有 gas, 他不能回家啊，能不能给他几块钱买汽油啊
？One day I was in Arcadia.There was one who came to me and said he has no gas to get him home.
那后来就给他一点钱去买汽油。
So I gave him some money to buy gasoline.
他很快的就到别的地方，别的教会照样要。
Then I saw him went to another church and asked the same thing.
过了几个月，他又来了。
In a few months, he came back to me again.
我最少那一年的碰到他三次。
I met him three times in that year.
其实他是骗人的啦。
Actually, he was cheating.
我叫他说你要认耶稣，你要悔改最重要。
Then I told him you really need to accept Jesus, need to repent.
在 San Jose 我在牧会的时候，也有一个黑人跑来跟我要钱。
When I was ministering in San Jose, there was a black person who came to me.
我不是说 black person 不好啊，哈，
很多人都
跑都一样
啊，
就举个例子，因为我碰到他。他有时间，我就坐下来跟办公室跟他谈。哎，我带他信了主。
Because he had time, so I sat him down in my office, talk to him and led him to the Lord.
我觉得他的人生有耶稣比有钱更加重要，第一件重要的事情。
I believe when he has Jesus, it's far more important than have money.
所以呢，雅各书说，有人在那里有需要，你就在那里说，我祝福你，上帝祝福你，上帝祝福你。你这个祝福只是。嘴巴两个嘴唇在那里祝福，而没有行动。
Okay, so somebody says I need help. You just say, "Oh, may God bless you." You are actually only using your lips, but there's no action.
所以十八节，这雅各说这样说，你有信心，可是你没有这个实际的行为。你这个信心是实的。
So in verse 18 says that you have faith that without deeds, so your faith is dead faith.
你那个信没有用，魔鬼也信。
So your faith is useless because even the devil believes.
魔鬼也信神啊。
The devil have faith in God.
其实我们这个 faith, 魔鬼也信神，这个信，这个信呢不是 faith, 这个信是知道 ,no, there is a God.
Even the devil knows there's a God.
啊，魔鬼虽然信有上帝，他知道有上帝，可是他没有好行为，他没有好行为。
Devil knows there's a God, but he has no good deeds.
所以这个 faith 啊，我们说这个 pisteo 这个字啊，动词啊，这个希腊来自是相信，但是这个字也可以翻成知道。
Okay, the word faith is not just believe, but also meaning to know.
我们不但要知道，我们要信，信进去，信入这个中文。
Okay, so we not need to know, but we need to believe into.
弟兄姐妹，不要让耶稣成为你脑袋的知识。
Do not let the Jesus become your intellectual knowledge.
让他成为你生命的救主，改变你，改变你的家。
May Jesus be your living Lord, change your life.
改变你跟孩子的关系。成为亲爱和谐。
Change your relationship with your children. May there be love and kindness.
Harmony.
Harmony.
改变你们夫妻的关系。
Change your spouse relationship.
啊，从那个不亲爱到甜甜蜜蜜的亲爱。
May your relationship be full of love.
会跟你的太太说谢谢你，这师母常提醒我的。
Say to your wife, thank you very much, as you know, Mrs. Chang often reminds me.
哎，才会说对不起啊，对不起啊。
And also say I'm sorry, sorry.
这个男人脸皮三寸厚，机关枪打不透。
Men's skin are usually very thick. Even the machine gun can't penetrate. Bullets can't penetrate.
这个中国人，这个老男人、老大人的皮就是这样厚。
Yeah. Chinese men usually are like this, proud of themselves.
所以那个妻子觉得丈夫对她的爱不够甜蜜，不够。
So the wife don't feel the husband love her enough.
你知道，女人最好、最美的感觉就被爱，被爱。
So women, they like to be loved.
Yeah, 丈夫爱她，妻子爱她，哎，这个先生儿子爱她。
And the husband, the children all love her.
信心不在嘴巴上，信心在行动上。
So faith doesn't rest on our lips only, but also in our actions.
那么，真正的信心会产生真正的顺服。
A true faith bears submission.
真正相信上帝以后，你的行为要改变了，改变神不喜欢的，成为神所喜欢的。
Once you become a Christian, your action will change to a way that pleases God.
那这是最基本的。
This is very basic.
一个得救的人在所行的，要以蒙恩蒙召的恩相称，这以弗所书四章第一节所说的。
So once we become a Christian, we should be in agreement, consistent.
是非常好，对，要，这是以弗所书所提醒我们的。
This is reminded in the book of Ephesians that we need our action everything to be consistent with our faith.
但是有一些人呐、啊，有一些人呐、啊，啊，他就是说我是基督徒，但是他没有真的行为。保罗说：“你 you foolish man， 你这些虚浮的人。”
Some people who do not have the faith, God really telling them they are foolish.
你对人说是基督徒，但上帝看你还不是基督徒，你只是嫉妒徒，很嫉妒了别人。
Even though you claim yourself to be a Christian, but God knows the truth, you're not a Christian, you're just jealous of other people.
他说你们这些虚浮的人啊，你们要悔改。
He said, you Christians, you need to repent.
这是第二十节里面呢、啊、所说的，你们知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
So verse 20 says, you foolish man, the evidence of faith without deeds is useless.
所以信心的第一步是改变你的行为。
So first step in our faith is change our actions, our behavior.
信心的第二步更精深的是让你会产生真正的顺服。
The second step,After our truth, our faith is we will be submissive.
啊，这是真的顺服啊，不是外面讲的。
This is true submission, not just because in appearance.
顺服什么？顺服神的话嘛。
What are we submit to? Is submit to the word of God.
顺服神的命令啊。
Submit to His command.
已经不是罪跟不罪的问题了。
We're no longer dealing with sin.
从那个罪的改变，叫进到顺服里。
We change from the change of our heart from our sinful situation to obedience.
而且是真正的顺服。
It's a genuine submission.
不是做戏的。
It's not the acting.
雅各就举了一个例子。
So James gave us another example.
在创世纪二十二章。
In Genesis chapter 22,
上帝跟亚伯拉罕说
，God said to Abraham,
你起来。带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子以撒，往我要指示你的地方去，就到摩利亚的山，把它献为燔祭。
So God told Abraham, "Get up, take your son, only son, to make a sacrifice at Mount Moriah."
哎呀，他要这个儿子等多久，你知道吗
？How many years did he wait for the son of his to be born?
亚伯拉罕七十五岁的时候，神呼召他出哈兰，是不是啊
？Remember, Abraham left Haran when he was 75.
神就允许他要成为大的国家呀。
God promised that through his descendant he
will
have a great kingdom.
要有很多的子孙
呢。He has many descendants.
所以他一直在等，怎么有子孙？先生一个嘛，对不对？一个，然后慢慢多起来嘛。
So in order to have many descendants, he must have at least one.
他等到中间等不了了哈。
But while he was waiting, he couldn't wait any longer.
哦，他跟他的使女生了，夏甲又生了一个哈，是不是
？So he had a child with her servant girl Hagar.
上帝说 no count, 不算。
God said no count, that doesn't count.
然后他又顺服，又等到几岁啊？
Then he became submissive again, waited until he was 100.
等了25年才生了个儿子。
So he waited for 25 years to get a son.
那么现在生了个儿子，上帝说你把他献作燔祭。
After he had this son, waiting for 25 years, God said, you need to sacrifice this son for me.
怎么样把他献作燔祭？就把他杀了，把他切开了，把他烧掉了。
How do you...Sacrifice. You basically kill him and burn him up.
如果我是亚伯拉罕，我说上帝啊，你跟我开玩笑啊。
So if I were Abraham, God, you're making joke here.
等了二十五年才给我，现在又把它烧了，又献祭了，那没了。
You let me wait for 25 years and you gotta take him away?
啊，上帝，你的信实受亏损。
I don't know about your faithfulness.
为了维持上帝，你是圣洁、公义、信实的主，不杀儿子，可以吧？可以 argue。
Okay, he could argue with God because your faithfulness, your love, and so forth. You probably should not take my son.
你要我献儿子献祭，你最好就不要让我生了。
If you really want me to sacrifice my son, why don't you not give me one to begin with?
他有很多的理由。
He could have many reasons, justifications.
但是他没有讲任何的理由。
But Abraham said nothing.
他就听了
，He listened，
而且真正去做
，And he actually followed through。
不是上帝是残忍的
，It's not God was cruel。
乃是上帝要试验亚伯拉罕，看他是不是真的顺服神。
God really wanted to test Abraham to see if he truly
上帝知道他会结果会不会听的
God already knew whether he will。
所以不是为着上帝的目的，是为着让亚伯拉罕蒙福啊。
It's actually for Abraham's blessing. God asked him to do this.
他真正是带着他的儿子到摩利亚山去要献祭了。
So he did take his son to the mountain for the offering.
走了三天的路程。
They traveled 3 days.
然后跟仆人说：“你们在这里等等，我就到那山上跟童子去拜一拜，就回来了。”
So when he arrived at the foot of the mountain, he told the servant to stay behind.
把柴放在儿子的身上。
He's carried the burning wood on the back of his son's shoulder.
手上拿着要献祭的那个刀。
And he carried a knife, the offering knife.
往山上走。
And went toward the mountain.
儿子问爸爸。
The son followed the dad.
说柴跟火都有了，献祭的羊羔在哪儿呢？
The son asked the father, well, we had the fire, the wood, where's the animal for the sacrifice?
亚伯兰说，儿啊，上帝一定会预备的。
So Abraham says, son, God will provide.
他没有说上帝预备你啊。
He didn't say God provided in you.
他一讲你他就跑了。
If he said you, the son probably will run away.
一百岁的人怎么追十几岁的孩子？
How can 100 old man chase after a young person?
他就跟他到山上去放石头摆柴啊，然后就把儿子绑起来了。
So he lay his son on the altar and then bind him up.
这个以撒很顺服啊，不反抗，不打架了。
This son of his, Isaac, was very obedient.
亚伯拉罕拿起刀来，就要杀他儿子。
When Abraham raised his hand ready to pierce through his son,
他不是说拿起来，哎，上帝啊，看到没？看到没？赶快来呀！
He not say, God, you see me? Hurry up!
他不是在那里 pretend, 是假装一下。
He did not pretend like he's going to kill his son.
他是真的顺服啊，真的要把他儿子给杀了。
He was really, you know, obeying God, ready to sacrifice his son.
天使就在这个时候出现了。
At that moment, the angel appeared.
我知道，亚伯拉罕不可以伤这个童子。我知道你真是敬畏我了。
And the angel said, "Don't Abraham, don't harm your son. I know you truly obey me."
不可以伤害这个童子。神就预备了一个羊，是不是有一个羊羔，两个脚扣在那个稠密的树上，就把那羊羔拿起来代替他儿子。
So I saw a sheep, the horn entangled in the bushes.
那个山，他给他起名叫做耶和华以勒。
So he later called this mountain, Jared, God
provide. 神一定准备。
God will provide.
啊，那亚伯兰是假装的吗？他真的顺服了。
Was Abraham really pretending, or he truly submitted?
上帝说，因为你顺服，我要赐大福给你。
God said, Abraham, because of your obedience,
你的子孙要得着仇敌的城门，要打胜仗。
And your descendant will be victorious.
你的子孙要像天上的星，海边的沙那么多。
Your children, descendants will be numerous as the stars in heaven and the sands on shore.
万国要因为你和你的后裔蒙福。
I want you and your descendants to be blessed.
这是真正的顺服。
This is true submission.
所以上帝说，亚伯兰，你是我的朋友。
Therefore, God called Abraham, "You are my friend."
他的信就被上帝称为义。
Because of the faith, God consider him righteous.
他的信心因为行为而成全。
Because his faith is complete by his deeds.
那么雅各再举一个例子。
Then James gave us another example.
这个例子我叫他做活的信心产生活的行为。刚才真信心 真的行为是对的，顺服哈。
And this time I call a living faith bears living deeds.
弟兄姐妹，信心呢、啊？有没有对上帝有没有信心呢、啊？这个真正活的信心啊，是基督徒灵命的核心呢、啊，中心呢、啊。
So the living faith is, if you really have it, it becomes the core of your Christian spiritual life.
如果你有活泼的信心，你的生活很快乐。
If you have a living faith, your life will be joyful.
你可能会穷，你可能会生病，你可能会很多不如意的事情，但是你的内心很笃定。
Even though you might be sick, you know, poor, needy, but deep inside, you will convince your.
因为你的信心，你对未来很有把握跟盼望。
You have a confidence that you have hope in your future.
信心是一个无形的手。
Faith is an invisible hand, shapeless hand.
这个手抓住上帝的手。
And this hand is holding on God's hand.
行走人生不知道的路。
And you walk towards a path is unknown to you.
神带领你走。
God is leading you.
雅各举了例子，这个妓女拉合。
the example James gave us is about this prostitute Rahab.
她住在耶利哥城。
She was living in this in Jericho.
这个耶利哥城当时以色列要把它打下来的。
At that time, Israel was about to conquer the city.
耶稣亚先派两个探子去看。
Joshua at that time sent two spies to check out the place.
拉合接待了这两个探子。
Rahab has welcomed these two Israelite spies.
啊，为什么接待了？
Why she accepted, received them?
这两个人一定是打扮成为当地的人，但是他们很特别，他们敬畏神，他们表现得非常特别。
These two spies probably, you know, wore the clothes what not look like the a person from Jericho, but there must be something unique that she could tell.
拉合看出来，别人也看出来。
Rahab saw the difference, maybe other people did too.
所以他接到两个探子以后啊，别人就去打报告了，说拉合啊接待那个以色列来的探子。
So after Rahab welcomed them, the other people took notice that and then reported.
所以那个警察就来了，士兵就来了。
So the guards came to her house.
问这个拉合，那两个人在哪去了？
So they asked Rahab, what happened to those two? Where did they go?
拉合把他们藏在那个禾草堆里面。
So Rahab had hidden them inside a stack of hay.
告诉那些来搜索的人说他们走了，已经走了，过河了。
So she told those who guards came to search, said they already crossed the river.
过了约旦河了，走了。
They have crossed the river Jordan, or they left already.
她保护了这两个探子的生命。
She had protected the life of these two spies.
以后领出来，探子出来以后，她说：“我知道你们是耶和华神那里来的。”
After these two spies came out, she said to them, "I know you came from the living God."
这是我解释的，就是因为以色列人相信神，他们知道神要攻打，让以色列人攻打这个耶利哥城，要占领这个城，要灭亡了。
This is what my understanding is. God would want Israelites to take this city, and this city will be destroyed.
他跟探子说：“求你救我们，救我的全家。”救我的兄弟姐妹、父母等等，全家不至灭亡，因为我知道你们的神是全能的神。
So Rahab told the two spies, "I know your God is all-powerful God. Please spare my family."
你知道啊，这个故事哈，在耶稣亚记的这个故事。
So you remember the story in the book of Joshua.
后来拉合得救了，是不是
？So later on, Rahab was saved.
不但拉合得救了，他后来怎么样？
Not she was saved. You know what happened to Rahab?
弟兄姐妹，她成为耶稣基督的祖先呢。
She actually became the one of the ancestors of Jesus.
啊，一个妓女竟然，一个外邦人竟然成了耶稣基督的祖先呐。
Even though she was a Gentile, a prostitute, she became one of the ancestors of Jesus.
因为她相信神而有动作，她得了神的喜悦，跟得了神的救恩。
It's all because she had faith and took action.
她的行动来证明她的信心。
She used her deeds to prove her faith.
她的行动是活的行动，是活的行为，证明她有活的信心。
Her living deeds prove she had a living faith.
所以我们的结果就是说，弟兄姐妹，我们不但要信主，我们要活出来。
So in conclusion is we are not only to believe, have the faith, we need to live it out.
我们要离开罪恶的生活是最基本的。
The first thing is we have to depart from the sinful life.
而且要信靠，而且要顺服，更近身。
We should trust and obey God.
你有没有活的信心？
Do you have a living faith?
就从你有没有活的行为里面来说明。
Only if you can find you have a living action deeds, then you know you have a living faith.
如果你有活的信心了，你家就会快乐起来。
When you have the true living faith, your family will be rejoicing.
你还有困难的，不是家中没困难的。
I can assure you, you may still have problems at home.
但可以靠主得胜。
But you can, through Christ, you can overcome.
在你的学校，在你的工作场合。
At work.
都可以因为你有活的信心、活的行为来证明你有活的信心而影响别人带别人信得住
You can use your living deeds to prove you have that faith, living faith
弟兄姐妹、不要睡啊要有活的行为
You need to have the living deeds
不要浪费我们的生命
Don't waste our time of life
我们的生命必须要活出来活出荣耀主的样式
We have lived out the glory of Jesus.
让人看见我们，好像看见我们的主耶稣。
Let people see us as if they have seen Jesus.
我是软弱，我是失败，但我的主是刚强，是圣洁，他可以帮助我。
Though I may be defeated and weak, but He is strong. He can help me.
帮助我们的教会。
Help our church.
帮助你的家。
Help your family.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父我们谢谢你
Father we thank you
赐给我们你的话语
Give us these words
让我们走出这个信心单单在我们嘴唇的地步
Help to walk out of this state that our faith only dwell on our lips
让我们走出我们的信单单在圣经知识上的地步
And also help us to walk out of the state that only we have theintellectual knowledge
而能够真正走到活的行为来证明我们的信心
Help us to live, have a living deeds to prove we have the living faith
求主帮助
Lord, please help us
奉耶稣的名
In Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.